Look, the Mishnah. You only testify the form of the thing. I'm sorry?
Where are we holding?
Mishnah Kufchav Amar Aleph. You can only testify on the form of the face together with the nose. Even though there are simanim on his body or on his clothing, that is not good enough. You need parts of panim machaitim. Again, yesterday I mentioned this Rabbeinu Tam Shita that said if there's a complete body, you don't need this, but that's a major machlokes v'shainim. We're not going to get involved in the halacha. Let's do Rashi. We saw him dead. The parts of Panav, the form of his face, with his nose. That they can tell, recognize that this is who it is. We don't see the form of his face. He's missing his nose. Because he's not identified yet. He might not be the proper person. Back to the Mishnah. We have to wait till he actually dies. Seeing a guy that you think he's dying is not enough. The person who testifies, whether it's the wife or anybody else, has to actually see him dead. Hilaru Meguyan, we saw him cut up. The Tzolov, or I think Tzolov is, what's it called when you put a guy on a cross? He's hung. What's the word?
Gallow.
No, no.
Crucified.
That's what he said. Crucified. I thought Tzolov was crucified. Yeah. Or an animal is eating away at him. Period. That's not good enough. We have to see him dead, and Gemara will tweak this. Rashi, cutting down a tree, cut and full of wounds, and wounds of a sword. A Tzolov alatzliva are crucified. A Chayah darsasa is by Chalazvay, or a Chayah who stepped on him and is eating him. Still, Ema Idna, Chiru Shatayte, now she's half to see he's actually dead. Ema Idna, Adimu Yemen. You can only testify up to 3 days because the body changes, the face changes 3 days after death. If you would have been Baba, I'm like Kala Adam, like Kala Makam, like Kala Shah Shavim. But you would have been Adam, and Baba says that's not a rule. The Gemara is going to want to know, is he arguing L'chumra, that sometimes you can't even testify before 3 days? Or is he arguing Lakula that sometimes you can testify after 3 days as well? The Gemara will explain. Let's do Rashi. If we saw him within 3 days, we can testify. But if we did not see him till after 3 days, that's not the one that they think it is. If you above I'm like Adam. There are people that swell, which causes the face to change faster than other people. Get Adam Shamein, a person who's obese. There are places, going on Mokum now, that the sun gets there faster, gets there more, and therefore, a person more decomposes and changes. And sometimes there's times. Sha'olam Cham, it's hot outside. So it depends on people, time, and place. The Gemara Parach, the Chumra Parach. Parach, probably is he arguing the Chumra that even 3 days is not accepted. The Kula Parach that sometimes even after 3 days. Now, there is a Me'iri here that wants to say, and this is a big Machlaikas. Again, I'm just mentioning it because these are things that are brought in Halacha as big Machlaikas and big discussions. Now here he says that this mission is talking about we found the body and we identified it. But the Miri says, what happens if there's a coil out that this person's wife, that this woman's wife died? Nobody has testified, but the rumor is he died. And then we find the body. So then the Miri says, even after 3 days, we'd be able to identify. Because if that is, you weren't looking for somebody and you find the body, you try to figure out who is it. So we say the face changed. Can I make a misidentification? But if we have a coil that the woman's husband died and we're searching for his body, the Miri wants to say that we would say, people say they recognize him, even after 3 days, we wouldn't say it changed because they were searching for a specific person. So it's not, we shouldn't think that maybe somebody else that changed. Whereas if we weren't searching, they just happened to find the body, and they identified it, and this is the first we heard that the person died, it might be a misidentification. That's what the Miri says. Again, Shailat Halacha just brought it up. If the forehead is there, and not the form of the face, or the form of the face is there, but the forehead is missing. We don't testify until both are there with the nose. A forehead, form of a face, and a nose. Which pasuk tells us, that you have to have the form of a face? It says, Hakaras pneum unsabai. The recognition of the face testifies about them. Now, the pasuk itself is talking about people that are mazana. And it says, if you look at the kids, you can testify about who the father is. Meaning, not halakhically, but that is, you look at the kid, you see that he wasn't fathered by the husband, he was fathered by somebody else. Halakhically, that wouldn't work, but then we're not getting involved with that. But the pasuk says, look at the face, you'll see who the father was. But from there we see that face is a recognition. And therefore, face is a necessary for a recognition. I'm sorry?
The Mishnah didn't say anything about the forehead.
No, the Mishnah did not say anything about the forehead. Right. So the Bryce is adding to the Mishnah. Correct. Mm-hmm. Parts of the Pana means the cheeks, and the Bryce is adding forehead. Correct. Rashi Padachas Metzach Hakaras Neim Antabam to Edomam testifies. Alma Ein Edus Bishar Guf Ela Beheker Panam. We need the face as opposed to the rest of the body. Even though the pasuk is just talking about identifying a child who his father is, but the fact that the pasuk says Hakaras Pneihem says look at the face. Zakti Gemar Vayt Abba Bar Masa Hu Abba Bar Minyumi. Abba Bar Masa, who's otherwise known as Abba Bar Minyumi. Some want to say that Minyumi was his mother and Marsa was his father. And for some reason, that's what the Seder Hadera says, just the opposite. Marsa was his mother and Minyumi was his father. And some want to say that's why he's known by two names. Why he would be known by mother and father, I don't know, but that's what happened. The people of Reish Galusa were trying to collect money from him. Meaning, they said he's chayiv. He didn't have money to pay. But you don't mess with the Reish Galusa. You can get into a lot of trouble. So he didn't know what to do. So what he did is, I see Kira dubbing the Blaisa. He brought wax, and he attached it to a shmata, the dubbing bapuse, and he put it over his forehead. He went in front of them, they couldn't recognize him. Proves that you need a forehead as part of the recognition. And since his forehead was covered, they had no idea who they were dealing with. So that's to prove the Brysa. That story is like a riot to the Brysa. That forehead is necessary for recognition. Rashi, Kira Shava, David Bablysa. I know I didn't do the rest of Rashi. Padakas made the forehead. A car's name, Antumam, Edomam testifies. Alma, 8 days is Bisharagov, Allah, only by recognizing the face. Kira Shava, David Bablysa, Tvuka, the Matma, he attached it. The Matlas Bluya, an old, worn out piece of clothing, Shmata. B'leisa beged b'lui, a worn-out clothing. B'puse b'mitzchay, and they didn't recognize it.
Rabbi, what does that mean? I mean, if someone's wearing a ski cap or a baseball cap pulled low, we're still going to recognize them.
I hear you. I don't know what to answer you. I don't have a good answer. I don't know. I don't know. I do know that anybody who wants to rob a bank covers his nose. That's how people, in the cops and robbers stories, the robbers always wore a mask to cover their nose.
Sure, they cover their mouth and their nose, but they don't. But the upper part of their face is usually visible. Not that I'm an expert.
Right, that's because they need their eyes, right. Again, I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know. Because you're right, if somebody's wearing a baseball, one of these caps pulled low, we still would recognize him. At least, I think so. It could be that in those days nobody covered their forehead, and therefore once the forehead was covered, it threw everybody for a loop. Could be, I have no idea. I'm speculating. I didn't see anybody talk about it. Don't think about it. Ava Bishyash Simonim, the Mishnah said, even though there's Simonim in his body or in his clothing, you can't testify until he's actually, you can't testify about that, period. Something Gemara. Now, there's a Machloikas in Masechtas Bava Metzia, if identification by a Simon is a biblical identification or a rabbinic identification. We know that we give a found object back. We found something. Somebody identifies Simonim. Is that a biblical proof? Or is that the Rabbanon said that for Metzia, this is good enough? The Nakamina would be a get. Somebody loses a get, and then they find the get, and he identifies it with Simonim. Now, get is not money. Get is a question of divorcing a wife, right? They find the get, and the guy identifies the get. Is that good enough for a biblical divorce? So the Gemara there says it depends on whether Simonim is a deraisa or Simonim is a drabonim. Now, over here we're saying that Simonim are not enough of an identification. This is also a biblical case of trying to identify a body. And we're saying we don't rely on Simonim. That means our Mishnah seems to be lining up that Simonim is not a deraisa. And yet, by Gittin we say that Simonim is a deraisa. So it's a contradiction in the power of identification by Simonim. Zakti Gemara. Remember the Simonim of deraisa? Are we saying identification by a simon? I don't know what the English word for simon would be. I don't know what the word exactly would be. Sign? Not a good word. I don't know. Is that a deraisa or a mini? I'll ask you a contradiction. A shliach was bringing a get, and it got lost. And then they found it tied to his wallet or his leather, what's the name again, attaché case, or his ring, or he finds it in his house with the kli beisai, right? And he had carried many gittin, and then he recognizes this get. Afilu is mamaruba kosher, because he can rely on the simon. We don't say that maybe this is somebody else's thing. We say simon is a good identification, and once we identify the item, we say the get is the one that he thinks it is. That means we're relying on a simon to identify a get. Now, some are trying to say somebody else found it. From here, it's mashma that the guy himself found it. But it doesn't make a difference who found it. He doesn't remember. He doesn't recognize the get itself, but he recognizes the get is around his ring or his kiss, and he says, oh, yeah, that's that get. And we had to rely on that, and we divorce a woman with that. We give it to the lady, and she's divorced. That means a simon is a good identification biblically. And over here we said a simon is not a good identification biblically. That's the Gemara's question. Dr. Gemara Amar Abaya, Loikasha. Harav Eliezer ben Mavoi HaRabbana. There's a machlokes tanoim. Some tanoim rely on a simon, and some tanoim say a simon is not adequate proof. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Matzah Kosher, HaMeibi Get LeIsha. Somebody who brings a get to a wife, and V'Avad Mimenu, and he lost it. Bein HaKelo, Bein Kli Beisai, to the Kelim of his house. U'Makir HaKis, V'Sat Habash, H'Sh Loi. He has no recognition of the get, but he recognizes the wallet or the ring that it is his, kosher. We don't say this is somebody else's vayget acharhi. We don't say that. We rely on a simon. Even to permit a woman to get married. Now, just to point out, the machlokes whether simonim deraisa or not depends on how to learn the pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk by Metzia says Ashar v'chamar alseh v'alsalma, and the Gemara has a question: what is the salma means? A piece of clothing, and the Gemara in Metzia wants to know what do we learn out from salma. One wants to learn out that it has simonim. You identify clothing by simonim. And one learns out from Salma that it is something that people look for. It's something that's important to people. So that shiloh of how to learn the pasuk of Salma is whether simonim is a deraisa or not. But that's a machlokes tanoim, And therefore, our Mishnah that does not rely on Simanim is going like the Man D'Amar that says that Simanim is not a Derais. Zok the Gemara, the Tanya. Eime Eden al Ashuma, a wart is not enough to identify a body. So here you have a machlokes. Is a shuma is a simon. One says it's not enough, and one says it is enough. My love, the my service simanim deraisa, my service simanim drabonon. Here you have a machlokes. One relies on a simon biblically, is willing to identify a body by a simon, and one is not willing to identify a body by a simon. Here you have your machlokes. Of Simanim deraisa, a Simanim not deraisa. Shuma, verua, that's the French word for what? Simanim deraisa, apasimla mechalaisa, this is a braisa of the Paragelo Matthias, and the question is what to learn now from the word simla, talma. Dr. Gemara writes, Amar Rava, no. The kula alma Simanim deraisa. Everybody agrees Simanim is a deraisa. Right? Everybody agrees that Simanim is a deraisa. And therefore, the fact that they're arguing by a wart is not a machloikas, whether Simonim is the Raisa or not. That's not the machloikas. What is the machloikas? Hacha b'shuma metuya b'ben giloi k'miflegi. The question is, whether wart, things like warts happen to somebody that's ben giloi. Ben giloi is somebody that's born at the exact same time as a person. And there's a question whether physical things that appear on one baby born at that exact moment appear in all babies that are born at that moment. And therefore, it calls into question whether you can identify by a shuma because there are other people with that same shuma. And that is the ben giloi, the person, how does Archibald translate the word Ben Giloi?
Contemporary.
I'm sorry?
Contemporary.
One's contemporary.
One's contemporary.
Contemporary?
Contemporary.
Contemporary. Okay, fine. So, right. So that's the question, if you can rely on a shuma, because these things happen even by Ben Giloi. And therefore, it's not a good enough simon. There are simonim that develop after birth. Those simonim would be good enough if you hold simonim deraisa. But a simon that develops at birth, and the raven is misupic, whether it's only warts or other birthmarks, do happen to the same thing to people of the same mazel. One man the other says yes, and one man the other says no. My sabar shuma matuya b'ben giloi. My sabar Eina Matsuya b'ben giloi. Rashi, ben giloi, Shinoila b'perik echad b'mazel echad. Reb Lazi b'mavoi sovar, Ein shuma Matsuya b'ben giloi. So, according to this answer, seemingly, our Mishnah that doesn't rely on Simanim would be talking about Simanim like a wart, which is Matsuya b'ben giloi. But Eino Chinami, Gemara is going to explain our Mishnah, so I'm going to leave our Mishnah alone for a second. We'll talk about our Mishnah later. Ikka di Amri, Hacha b'shuma asuya l'ashtanas l'acha misa k'miflegi. There, everybody agrees that a simon is good enough, simonim is deraisa. The machloikas is a wart. Does it change after the person dies? And therefore, can a wart be an identification? But that would be limited to a wart, right? Because it's something that might change after death, and that's why the Tanakama, Rabbanon, did not go with the Shuma. Mar Sabra Asuya Lishtanis Lachamisa, one says it does change. Mar Sabra Ein Asuya Lishtanis Lachamisa, it does not change. Rashi, Ben Giloi, Shinaila b'perik echad b'mazel echad. He was born at the same time. Rav Lazi b'mavoi sover, en shuma matsuya b'ben giloi. A shuma cannot be found by ben giloi. V'ishtanais mimara, from the way it looked. So, Rabbi, according to Rabba, I'm sorry? Well, yes.
Again, we're not talking about the same moment. We're talking about the same mazel, which could be a 30-day period.
No, I think a mazel is an hour. There's different mazalas. There's mazalas of the hour, and there's the mazalas of the month. There's different mazalas. I think a mazel is an hour. There's seven mazalas, seven kaychve leches, that are hourly. I believe the mazel we're talking about is an hour.
That's above my pay grade.
You had it a number of times.
That was above my
you
pay
had
grade
it in,
also.
It's in Masechta Shabbos we had it.
This is not talking about mazel that most people know about, like Zodiac stuff.
No, but you're talking about hour. There's hourly mazalas. The seven kaychve lecha, the sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And they go around, each one gets an hour.
Okay.
Ikidi Amri Amarava. The Kula Alma Samanam Drabonam. Everybody holds Samanam as a Drabonam. Rashi Samanam Drabonam. Veloy Doresh Afasim Lo Lusiman. Ela Lutayvim. Something that's important that people ask for. Dothim Pukti Samachloikis and Bab Matsia. Vahacha. So then why does Rav Elazar Mavoi allow a Shuma to be a means of identification? I Samanam as a Drabonam. Vahacha the Shuman Simim Muvika Miflegi. There is a concept of a simon muvik. Simon muvik means it's, I don't know what English word here. It's not a regular simon. It's a stronger simon. What does he use?
It's a unique identifying.
Unique, okay. Simon muvik is a shuma, a unique identifier. Meaning even if you hold simonim as a drabanon, a simon muvik is a deraisa. That's what the Gemara is saying. And the question is a wart a simon muvik? Marisav a simon muvik, or marisav a lav simon muvik? Rashi, muvik who? We have a gav to simonim drabonim, even though simonim are drabonim, ki hai, a simon ki hai simchinon, a simon bi'is a deraisa. Right. So a simon muvik can be matur, identify a man. Because everybody agrees that a simon muvik is biblical, and therefore, it's identify a man. That's how the Rashba learns. The Rashba learns that the Gemara is introducing that even if you learn simon muvik, simon is a drabanon, but a simon muvik is biblical. That's, therefore, we would be matur a woman with a get recognizable by simon muvik, because we do that. When they send a get by mail, they make little holes near some letters, and then they send it to the person, and he's supposed to look for those little holes to identify the get with a simon muvik. Right. That's how we paskin. Okay. Zakti Gemara Bait. Ulahach Lishna the Amar Rava Samanam Deraisa. According to the first lesson, Rava said Samanam is a Deraisa. Haktani, but our Mishnah said Simon is not good. Haktani, Ava Bishi has Samanam Begupai Bekelab. Our Mishnah said Simon is not a, meaning we had a contradiction. Our Mishnah said Simon is not a good identifier, and we had a Tana that said Simon is a good identifier. And we answered, the machloekis tanoim about simon is whether a wart is a good simon, if it's metuya ben gilai, or does it change after death, according to Rava's first lesson. But everybody agreed that a simon is biblical. So the simon is biblical, so why does the Mishnah say simonim begufoi bekelav is not good? L'chayr, if a simon is biblical, we should be able to identify a body with a simon. Not a wart, but a different simon. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah means gufoi de arach v'gutz, Gufoi means we identify him as short or long. That's how they identify him, meaning the simon is a weak simon. Yes, he was 5'7". Or gutz means short. And kelov, the kashina l'shayla. And clothing, we never know. He didn't borrow the clothing. It's borrowed clothing. Therefore, it might be somebody else, because we can't identify clothing because somebody else might have borrowed his clothing. So therefore, when the Mishnah says simanim begufay is not good, according to the Lashon that simanim and the Raisa, the reason simanim begufay are not good is because it's a very weak simon. It's size. And the reason simanim bekelav are no good is because there's no guarantee that a person's wearing his own clothing. It might be somebody else wearing his clothing. Rashi, the art of the goods, lav simanim hinu. It's not a simon. Kelov begad of shemala achari shilam vayis achar meis. Might have lent it to somebody else, and that's the person that died, right? Veru elu, and they saw him. A swarm just had balab gadim. And they say it must be Reuven. This is Reuven's clothing. Maybe Shimon borrowed Reuven's clothing. So that's what the Gemara answers. So we're going to get off the subject now. So we left it at this. There's a machlokes tulishaynus and rava. Is simanim a deraisa or simanim a drabonim? If simanim is a drabonim, our Mishnah makes perfect sense. Our Mishnah is saying a simon is not an identification. That which Rav Elazar and Mavoi says it is by a simon muvik. And that is a unique simon. A unique simon is an identification. Our Mishnah was not talking about a unique simon. It's talking about a non-unique simon, but a simon nonetheless. And the machloik is about a wart. Was that a unique simon or not? That's if you learn simonim as a deraisa. If you learn simonim as a drabonim, that's if you learn simonim as a drabonim. Again, if you learn simonim as a drabonim, our Mishnah makes sense. And that machloikis is whether Shuma is a simon mubik. If you learn simonim is a deraisa, so simonim is a good identifier. And the machloikis is by a wart because it changes or because it's found by a guy in the same mazel. So what do we do with our Mishnah, which seems to say a simon is not a good identifier? And the answer is that our Mishnah is talking about a weak simon, not even a regular simon. A weak simon, which is very common, size. There are many people that are 5'10". And therefore, being 5'10 is not a simon, or clothing is not a simon, because the fact that he's wearing Reuven's clothing doesn't prove it's Reuven, because people borrow each other's clothing. That's what the Gemara says.
Is there any nafkamino halacha if it's drabanan or deraisa?
Yeah, get by get. Do you need a simon mubik or not?
So if it's drabanan, then.
Then you can't rely on a simon by get unless it's a simon moving, which is what we do today. Today, when they send a get by Federal Express or by Amazon, I don't know who sends what mail they use, right? When they send a get, they make simonim of hakim, and then they write the rubber letter, and they tell him to check the get for those simonim of hakim. And if it's not there, he can't use the get.
Because that's the right
thing. How do you know this is the get? You have to identify it.
And if it's drabanan?
If it's drabanan, we wouldn't need such simanim of hakim. We could identify it with less simanim. It's in a gray envelope. I don't know. I'm just thinking. I don't know.
Well, what about simanim in somebody's body that's like not common? He's a chiger, or he has scar, or
depends. There's three madregas of simanim: mubik, beinoni, and shrach. So mubik works. Shrach doesn't work. Beinoni is a machloikis. If you hold simanim deraisa, it works. If you hold simanim drabanan, it doesn't work. Now, to give you an example, what is beinoni? I don't know. I don't know exactly what would be a simon beinoni. I don't know an example. Right. I mean, we passed that a shuma is not a simon mubik, right? So shuma would be a simon beinoni. I don't know what else would be a simon beinoni. If you hold shuma is a simon mubik, then it's hard to find. I don't know what a beinoni is. But a shuma is a benedi. Anything like a shuma is a benedi. You need muvik. What is muvik? I'm not, you know, I mean, I don't know the exact cases in halacha because I didn't, I didn't look it up, I'll be honest. I didn't spend time researching. What would be according to everybody muvik and what would be according to everybody benedi? I don't know. I don't know.
How about a tattoo that says "mom" on his deltoid?
I couldn't hear you.
How about a tattoo on his deltoid that says "mom"?
I don't know. I don't know. Is that a symbol? I don't know. See, I'm not a priestic, and in asking me, master ladies, I don't know what's considered a symbol moving.
Corey wants to know.
I don't know.
Eyeglasses, like something that you don't lend to people. He's wearing eyeglasses. It's not. It's definitely his.
Well, the Gemara is going to talk about these don't lend in a minute. The Gemara is going to talk about it in a minute. But again, I don't know if that's a moment or not. It might still be baby.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? But going to Russian, that answer of Rashina Lashaila was if you hold Simonim as a deraisa. If you hold Simonim as a drabonim, eyeglasses would be not a mubik. I mean, you don't lend eyeglasses, but there are many people wearing the same type of eyeglasses. Not mubik, not unique. I mean, Dr. Harris's case with the tattoo that says mom might be a similar mubik. Again, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say that I know the exact parameters of Simon Mubik. I don't know. But the Gemara does split him up into three. Mubik, Benini, and not either. Weak. Weak. That's the Gemara advice. Frank the Gemara. V'i Chashina L'Shaila. If you're going to tell me that a clothing is a weak simon, it's not even a regular simon, it's weak because we're afraid people borrow things. So Chamor B'Simani Ukav Hechem Adin Allah. The halacha is that we return a donkey when we recognize the saddle. Now how can you? People might borrow a saddle. It's not even a regular simon. See, by Metziah, we return a Metziah with a simon Beinoni, right? But if you're telling me that clothing is not even a simon Beinoni, so how could you rely on a saddle? Zakti Gemara, l'shayli inchi ukhva d'maskidle. People don't lend each other a saddle because maskidle means it scratches, it wounds the, if any saddle that doesn't fit exactly, wounds the donkey. And therefore, they will not borrow somebody's saddle. Rashi, Kamar b'simani ukuf, the klamelam b'elu b'tziyas d'mahadrinan, the mask of lay, so shayli inchi, bala kamar lo yishayil ukbu shazen l'chaveray. He wouldn't borrow it's supposed to be l'chaveray. He wouldn't borrow his ukfa, the gairus l'chamayrai, to his donkey. The maskablay, because it wounds him. Rabbi Hananel learns, the maskablay means it stretches it. I won't lend you, to Machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Hananel. Rashi says, I won't borrow your saddle, because your saddle will wound my donkey. Rabbi Hananel says, I won't lend you my saddle, because your donkey will stretch it. It's a different size donkey. When it comes back to me, the saddle won't fit well, because you stretched it. So it's a machlokes what the maskeblay means. I won't borrow it because it wounds my donkey, or I won't lend it to you because your donkey stretches it. That's the machlokes. Masay kasher bekis barniki betabas heichim adrina. Back to the get. Where we let people give back a get based on a wallet, a leather flask, or a ring. Why? Can't people borrow that? Zakti Gemara, Tabas Chayish Lizyufay, you don't lend out your ring because it was a signet ring and people would copy it and then sign things with your name. Lizufe, there'll be Mazayim things, they'll forge things. Kith, Anaki, Menachshi, Inchi. People were superstitious, like mostly. You don't lend out your wallet or your Arniki, your leather wallet, because you're afraid that you're like giving up your mazel. People are superstitious, and these are things they won't lend out. Or, Vibayisema, Kayla Bechiura Visumki. Or I can answer you that we're not afraid of borrowing. We'll give a different answer. The reason our Mishnah doesn't rely on Kalim, because it's just the color. It was red clothing, it was white clothing, which is a very, very shlachas siman. So the Gemara gives two answers. Either we're afraid he borrowed it, or he lent it out, or we're not afraid of that. But the Kalim identification was a very weak one. All it did was said the color. Rashi?
Rabbi.
Yes.
What about Yehuda and Tamar, the ring?
What about it? I mean, he gave it to her, you mean to say? The Chayri, he gave it to her, so people give a tabas?
Yeah.
I guess he did. It's not normal to do, but I guess he did. I guess he did, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, you see that people, you can't say that people never give them out.
True, but it's not, I guess it's very not regular. It makes it that it's not, we're not afraid of borrowing it. It's very unusual. Rashi. Such Rashi. Vatsit Kresher Bekis Mayik Lameyma. Lechus Abdi Shumakir Sakis. He recognizes the wallet. Yeshloch Hashem Hishilu Liachar Bekashem Begetzeh. He lent it to somebody else who tried to get on. Vezir Lezeh Vashankar Begetzeh. Then he gave him back the kiss, and he forgot to take the get off. Maybe he will make a signet, the tsura, or a picture, the same as his ring. What happens is, Reuven will borrow Shimon's ring, copy it, then go to Reuven's wife and show her the ring, like things sealed with the ring. Said, your husband said, give me this. And he'll show him this signature with the ring, and he'll be able to steal from his wife, meaning his wife won't know that it's a forgery. They think that if you lend somebody your wallet, you're giving away your mazel. We said if you find it amongst your kalim might be borrowed. Like Kasha, kalim de masnisin haynu begadav. The Mishnah meant the person's clothing. The Derech Lahashu Mabushim, people borrow clothing. The Caleb, the Gittin, had to make Klitash Misha Beisai, between his dishes, between his pots. But Tevasai, Shein Derech Lahashilam, that you don't lend out. You lend out clothing, you don't lend out your household item. Ibaizema, Caleb the Masnissin, the Tani, the Gufu, the Caleb the Samchinolayu, that which our Mishnah says you don't rely on Caleb, the Simki the Chiyuri. The Loimirin had a Simon the Mabushav. They were black. It's interesting that Rashi translates Sumki as black. Sumki is usually translated as red, but Rashi says black or white. The Einza Simon, Shaharba Yeshchayrim, Ulevainim, Vadumim. There are many black, whites, and reds. Yeah, somebody had a question?
Rebbe.
Yes.
You said that, Rashi, you don't lend out household items?
People don't lend out their pots and pans. That's what it says.
But what?
At least that's what Rashi's saying.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm going through Shas right now, and I've seen a lot of times you've said to me, of course you do. I mean,
when was the last time your wife lent a pot to somebody?
I don't want to wake her up. Well, she's up. I don't want to. I don't know.
I thought she's saying kill him.
No, she's learning. She's past all that. She's learning the Seer Shalom backwards.
Okay. Nothing in my advice. Okay, fine. So to review what we have in this sugya, we left it with two ways. Either Samanam is in the Raisin, Samanam is in the Rabbama. That's a machloik is by a Simon Beinani, a average Simon. Either that's biblical or rabbinic. It definitely works by Metzia. It definitely doesn't, right. That's a, right. My Shane came by Gittin, or by identification, v'otzimanam deraisa, then you don't need a simamuvik. V'otzimanam drabonon, you would need a simamuvik by biblical thing. That's the bottom line in the Gemara. And if you hold simanim deraisa, therefore, our Mishnah has to be talking about weak simanim when it says it's not good. If you hold simanim as drabonon, our Mishnah can be talking about regular simanim, and they're not identifications, because for deraisa, we need a simam muvik. That's what it's saying. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, afilu ru'uyim meguyar, even if we see him cut up, fret the Gemara. Remember the Meguyat Chaya? Are you telling me that a person cut up can survive? Aye, Urimin, Adam Eina Matame, Achetetse Namshai. A person does not make people tame, meaning the person does not become a tame mace, even if he's cut up, even if the person is cut up, even if he's in death throes. And the diak is, Tumuyulai Matame. The person in the room doesn't become tame. But we compare cut up to geises. A geises doesn't live 99% of the overwhelming majority amount of time. So l'chayra, a person in Mishnah, the Brisa is comparing a meguyad and a geises, saying he's not matame, meaning he's going to die, except he's not matame because he's still alive. But it's saying he doesn't lie, he won't live. So why can't you wait whatever amount of time it would be necessary to know that he died, and then testify that he died. If he can't live with his wounds that he's got, which is mashma from the Brisa, so then it should be a good enough way to identify that he died, to testify that he died. Granted, you would have to wait a period of time. Some people say you would have to wait a year. Some people say, I don't know, whatever the time frame would be, but it wouldn't be that it's not a good enough testimony. It would be a good enough testimony. I saw him last year be cut up in a way that it wouldn't be possible to live. Why is that not good enough? We see that the Brisa says he's going to die. It just says he's not matame. Zavta Gemara, it's a machlokes. Amar Abaye loikasha. Ha Reb Shimon ben Elazar, ha Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold that a person reaches a point that he cannot survive. And then enochinami, you can wait the allotted amount of time and then testify that he died. So ben Elazar holds, even a wound that can kill is healable. And therefore, even to wait the allotted amount of time is not enough. Where do we have this machlokes? The Tanya. Me'idin ha-meguyot, ve'ei me'idin ha-latzalov. A person who is cut cannot survive. A tzalov can survive. I guess they don't hit his essential organs. So ben Elazar aimer, af ala meguyot ei me'idin, me'shiyachu l'chavois u'l'chayois. L'chavois means to use heat. And heat, I guess, can cauterize and do whatever it has to do, and he can survive. Rashi. Look, Rashi. No Rashi. Frek the Gemara. Omi matzis fuk mekrev Shimon ben Elazar. How can we say that this is going like Shimon ben Elazar? Meaning, we're saying that our Mishnah that says you can't testify about Meguyad is going like a Shimon ben Elazar. But there's a problem. Because the Tani Sefer, Maisa Ba'atya, there was a story in Atya, which I think is in Asia. It doesn't say exactly what it is. It's just Chutz La'aretz that we know. Be'echet Yosheshulu Liyam, somebody was thrown into the sea. Is that what he translated as?
Lowered into the sea.
He says lowered into the sea.
Lowered into the sea. They also be Adam El Raglai, and then they tried to retrieve the body, and they found his leg. If they find above the knee, am I right?
Yeah.
Above the knee, she can get married because he couldn't survive such a wound. Because that's survivable. Now, and it's talking about Mayim She'elam Saif. And we said this before, and we'll be talking about this more later, that if a person falls into a water that you don't see all four sides, it's possible that a wave pulled him away and he got out somewhere else. But if it's Makuba Lamaila, he can't survive. According to Shimon ben Elazar, what do you mean? He can be healed by cauterizing. It's no different than a Meguyat. So why over there does he say she can get married? Zog the Gemara, shiny maya, the marzu maka. Water makes the wound worse. And even if Shimon was it, it says that a wound that usually makes a person a trefa can be healed, not when it's in water. Water would make it worse, and he would not be able to survive. Rashi. He might have drowned, right? So Rashi, if you're worried about the drowning, it is a water that has, it's water that has no end, meaning you don't see the four sides. A wave pulled him down, and he got out of the water a parse or more away. So we see that a cut up person doesn't live. Zafrashi shiny maya the marzu maka, machzikais umigadlois cave hamaka, they strengthen the pain of the wound. The chaveirai, we have a different similar word, mitra razia, a strong rain. The ilami is good for trees. So we see marzi razia means makes it worse, strong. Water makes the maka stronger. But Masechta Sinus, that's the Gemara in Masechta Sinus. Zanti Gemara Bait. The Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, with the Dichazel Wahitaria, I saw this Arab guy, the Shakul Safsira, took a sword, the Gaida Legamle, wounded his camel. It died so quickly that he didn't even stop braying or whatever a camel does till he died, meaning it died immediately. So we see that a gayud, this cutting up, is not survivable. It was a weak camel, that's why he died. But a regular person or a regular camel could survive such a thing with heat, meaning there was no heat there. But the fact that he could survive with heat means it's not an immediate death, because that camel died immediately. That means it's not healable. And the answer is, that's different because it was a very weak camel. Rashi, guided the gamle loshin gudu ilan of the asik leren rusei, the hifstik ligmer is kol narusei, he didn't even stop screaming, shay nair achemes. Rava Amar, Rava says a different terrace. Besakim ulubenas, Rava says, you're right. A regular cut-up person does not survive. That which our Mishnah says he might survive is in a certain case only. That means Rav is saying that enochinami, a person regularly cut up, you can testify about him. That which there's a machloikis, and therefore, right, and that which Rabbanan and Shimon ben Elazar argue is a regular wound. And a regular wound, it could very well be that our Mishnah holds that he could survive. I mean, cannot survive. Like, not like Rav Shimon. Meaning, you don't have to say our Mishnah is a Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Our Mishnah can go like Rabbanan, who say, may Eden ala Maguya. Our Mishnah says you don't testify about Maguya. Our Mishnah is talking about Masakim Ububenes. The guy that cut it used a hot knife. And the hot knife, as it cuts, it heals. The Divrei HaKayil. Meaning, Rav Shimon ben Elazar would say it's healable. We answered in the first teretz that we're going like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that says it's healable. In the second teretz, we're saying it's not healable. But if it's a hot knife, everybody would agree that it heals. Rashi, Melubenes Be'esh, Shemitai Chamichva Misrape, from the burn it gets healed. Everybody have a wonderful day. Merit Hashem, tomorrow I will be back in the Kayil. I hope to be back. I feel better. I hope if I don't have a relapse, I hope to be back in the cell tomorrow morning. Everybody should have a wonderful day.